We're live.
Thank you. We're going to call a council meeting to order at 6:34 on January 9th, 2023. Ms. Laurite, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay. Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson.
Here. Thank you. Amendments to the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? And I do have one. And if no other council member has anything, Councilmember Clay, you have anything? You have your mic on. Just checking. Okay. I just want to put in council comments right before the proclamation, simply because we're going to dedicate this meeting to our former member, Council Member Paulette Carr. And so if I can get do I need a motion to make that change of the agenda? Motion from Council Member McMahon. Can I get a second? Council Member Cusick, just a second. All right, any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor, say aye. Oppose? Okay, and that's the amendment to the agenda. I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the amended agenda. Can I get a motion? Councilmember McMahon and can I get a second? Councilmember Klein, any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor? Oppose? No. Okay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Okay, and I'm going to open this meeting right now. I want to dedicate this meeting to our council member, former council member, Paulette Carr. I'm going to open this up for any council member that wants to make any comments and say anything. But before we start, I do want to read this statement. And this was the tribute to Paulette Carr from the city of University City. And it says, December 26, 2022, and that's the date University City mourns the loss of Paulette Carr, former council member for Ward 2 and tireless and advocate for economic development. Paulette was a resident of the city for more than three decades before moving in 2020 to Holland, Michigan, where she lost a courageous 18-month battle with cancer. She passed away on December 20th, 2022 at age 74. I open the floor for any council member that actually wants to offer their comments. Council Member McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson. And I would just like to thank you for recommending this and letting us have an opportunity to add this to council comments and moving it to the front of the meeting. We just had our Stormwater Task Force Commission made a presentation just before this meeting began. And we wouldn't have that presentation if it wasn't for Paulette Carr. That is undoubtedly true. One of the first things I did when I was elected on council, I met with Paulette and other elected officials down on Mona, and we were looking at the River to Pear and the problems that were there. And she was pushing and pushing and pushing and just putting that issue to the forefront to help protect property and lives in University City. And through that continued force, Paulette was able to get, with the council's approval, finally first a task force and then becoming a commission. And then we got such great help to do that. But that was the driving force with Paulette with those issues. And we wouldn't have that without her. And dovetailing on that, I think there's a number of folks that sit here on the dais today that wouldn't be sitting on the dais today if it wasn't for Paulette Carr. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Paulette Carr. She taught me how to face the issues that face the city in a way that helps and focuses on the community at large and not individuals, to correct the manner in which government was run. And that was one of the focuses that she had in holding office and instill that in me and help me to move forward in that direction to donate my time and efforts to help move the city in a direction we thought would help everybody in the city. But beyond and above that, what I would say about Paulette Carr is she made me a better person. And that's more important than all of that, is that she makes us and made us all better people. So I wish her husband, Jim, and her family the best in these, in a tough time, having lost Paulette at this season. But thank you again for letting us have these comments. Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Anyone else? Councilmember Clay? Or Councilmember Klein?
Yeah, I appreciate Steve's words and agree with all that he said. And I just like to add that I too am one of those people that would not be on council without Paulette Carr. And I can honestly say that she is one of the most impactful, influential, and kind people that I've ever known. And she changed my life and made me a better person as well. And, you know, her dedication, her persistence, her hard work, and her love strengthened democracy in our city. It made our city more democratic, and it also made our city better in many ways. And I think we are so lucky to have had her as a council member for 8 years. I just can't express enough how lucky I think that we have been as a city, and how truly blessed and honored that I feel to have had her in my life as a mentor and a friend. I think that she was a remarkable person, someone that cared deeply about people and this city, and truly made a difference wherever she was. And I will miss her a lot. And I express my deepest condolences to her family and her closest friends, who I know are hurting at this time. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson.
Yes, sir.
When I think about Paulette Carr, I think about her legacy in two ways, that which is material and that which is immaterial. The material we've heard reference in terms of the Stormwater Commission. Certainly she was the person who most responsible for giving birth to that. I would say also, as we look at our Costco and the Markets at Olive development, she, along with Councilman Smotherson and Councilman McMahon, were the people that really brought that forward and brought that to life. And so I think in that you see her material legacy. But that which is immaterial, I think, is just as powerful, in that one of the things that I took from her was the importance of study and preparation in this role. This is municipal government. And so at any given time, we are dealing with forestry and public safety and stormwater and all manner of things, that affect the folks that we have sworn to serve and try to provide the best for. And part of our responsibility is being as studied as we can about it. And I would dare say there are few in municipal public life, in this city or any other, who have been as prepared for that task as Paulette Carr. And so I remember calling her as I was a new council person, and she walking me through the agenda and the things I need to pay attention to, the things I need to make sure I understood and read for each agenda item. I carry those lessons with me as I continue in my service. But I think her other immaterial legacy is the love she had for this community. All that she did was born of love and concern. And her manifestation was in her study, in her preparation, in her advocacy. Those were the manifestations of her love for this community. And that legacy will endure. And so to Jim and her family, I, like my colleagues, offer my condolences. And you will certainly remain in my thoughts and prayers at this moment and going forward. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson.
Thank you. Councilmember Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson. I remember talking with Paulette about her time on the council, and especially before she ran for council, and then And these are things that we talked about. And then when she was running for her, the first time she was on the council, her campaign doing that and how tough it was for her. And the thing that I remember was her perseverance, that she just stuck to it. She, at times there were, things weren't going very well for her in that camp, in her first campaign, but she just stuck to it. She always was able to keep her eye on the prize. She knew what needed to be done. When you look at things like the Costco development, the I-170 in Olive, and the processes that we had to go through with that, along with Councilmember Smotherson McMahon, of course, but she stuck to it, and also with the Stormwater Task Force. And even in the early days, the study that was done on Washington University and all that. So her perseverance was just remarkable, that she would just see these things that need to be done and she would get there and do them. But for me, what I enjoyed most about Paula was periodically we would go for walks through the loop. We'd go in the afternoons to see how things were. We'd go in and see some of the shops. We'd go in and we'd buy artworks together. Several times we went into a couple of the different shops and we would buy artwork. And then we'd have lunch and we'd talk about art. Many of you, I think if you've read anything recently about Paula, it was as her training was as a chemist. And I believe she was an inorganic chemist. And she used to do some artwork and oils and some other mediums, but mostly she did pottery and glazing. And she would experiment with these different chemicals that she would use to in firing her clay pieces that she would put together. And something else that I did learn from one of the notices that were in the paper was that the first time she went through having breast cancer, the pain that she went through and the feelings that she had, she created several pottery and sculpture pieces that were actually on display in Washington as a result of the feelings that she had and what she was faced when she had breast cancer. And I'd seen those pieces at her house, and they were absolutely remarkable. This woman was, her ability and her talents in this, and being able to do this freeform clay and these molding and these sculptures, just phenomenal. And we would talk for hours on end about art and mixing paint, and she would tell me about mixing chemicals and that she would fire. I didn't understand the chemistry, but I understood the result and just the passion that she had in this type of thing, and how much she loved that and how much she just loved her life here in University City and the people and just being on the council. And I was happy that she was able to leave and go up with Jim to their retirement home and enjoy it for a while. And then, of course, when she was able to attend her son's wedding in September, that was something that she, again, her perseverance. She said she was going to stay as long to see her son get married, and she did that. And my hats are off to that woman. Thank you.
Thank you all. The last thing that I will say, and I'll keep it, I will just be short, because everything that was said tonight was absolutely correct and true. But I want to make sure that everybody understands the impact of Paulette Carr, and it's actually historic in that we're talking about the Olive 170 development. That's one. We're talking about the Stormwater Commission that we now have. That's two. But one of the other things that I want to make sure everybody remembers in it, that is our partnership and fight against MSD, because MSD was literally trying to change the landscape of the Third Ward with two large wastewater tanks. And Paulette and I went down to MSD and met with them, talked to them. We talked to their board of commissions, or whatever you want to call them. But again, very quickly, and I will say this again, Paulette, if she were here today, would be sitting in this seat, and would be, because of the respect that we had or we have for her, would have been the mayor pro tem. So again, my condolences, deep condolences to Jim and the family. And I will be forever grateful working with Paulette Carr. Thank you. We'll move on to proclamations. And I do have one more thing to say, and I know this is a short meeting, we'll try to keep this short. But I also, this proclamation is a proclamation of the City of University City. And it says, and I'm only going to read the first line, and that is, whereas in 1923, the City of University City opened its first parks, Eastgate Park, Flynn Park, Heeman Park, Lewis Park, Mooney Park. Why that's significant to me, and I will tell you, I'm a U City kid. I am a true U City kid. Not only did I play basketball at Eastgate Park, I played tennis at Flynn Park, also basketball at Mooney Park. I can't tell you how many different sports I played, everything from in Heeman Park, from East End, including swimming in the pool, playing basketball in the gym, working out in the gym, baseball, Little League baseball, any and everything that you can imagine. So I think it's a great deal that we are celebrating 100 years of our parks in University City. And I'm hoping when Darren Dunkel is still around 100 years from now, that he will make our parks and somebody else 100 years from now will say how important our parks are in the system. So thank you all. We will move on now. Approval of minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the December 12, 2022 regular meeting minutes? I get a motion from Councilmember Clay. Can I get a second? Second from Councilmember McMahon. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? And the ayes have it. We move forward with I need a motion to approve the December 19, 2022 special meeting minutes. Can I get a motion to do that, to approve that? Councilmember Cusick. A second from Councilmember Clay. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll move forward with appointments to boards and commissions. Byron Price is nominated for reappointment to the EDRST board by Mayor Crow. Can I get a motion for approval? Councilor, do I need a motion? Is that correct? I just need a second. Okay, a second, Councilmember Klein. All those, any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? The ayes have it. Motion for Derek Deaver to be nominated for reappointment to the LSBD board by Mayor Crow. Can I get a second? Councilmember McMahon, any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, we have Mary Gorman is nominated for reappointment to the LSBD board by Mayor Crow. May I get a second? Councilmember Cusick, any discussion? All those in favor? The ayes, opposed? The ayes have it. We have no swearing in on boards and commissions. And looks like we have one for citizen participation and comments and requests to address the council. Forms are located. Please remember, forms are located on the ledge just inside the entrance. Please complete and place the form in the basket at the front of the room. Wanda Michaels, am I saying it correctly? And please come up to the mic. Make sure you hit the button in the middle and state your name and address, please.
Is that right? Okay. Wanda Michaels, my address is 7038 Cornell Avenue. And I'm just here for basically to get some information. As a user of the Centennial Commons, I'm really concerned. I just want to know the status of the repairs, what is happening there, what is the projection of when the repairs will be addressed and when it will be completed. And I'm certainly hoping that the pool is going to be open this summer. So basically, it's just a request for information.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Michaels. And what we'll do is in the back, if you turn around, Darren Dunkel will actually can answer your questions and give you an update on that. And he's right there right at the end of the table. Thank you. There are no other citizen comments. We'll move forward. There's no public hearings, no consent agenda, and none on the city manager's report. We're going to move to unfinished business, and this is going to be the second and third reading for Bill 9495. But before we start that, there is an amendment to that. We need to actually address that And I'm going to need a motion made to change the proposition P to proposition M in sections 2, 3, and 5, followed by a second and third. Yes. Okay. So I'm going to ask these, Mr. Rose, the city manager, to address this issue before that motion is made.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, council members, as you may recall, there are several of the communities within St. Louis County that are intending to place similar measures for the collection of taxes on recreational marijuana that is sold on the April ballot. In order to be consistent and less confusing, we have been asked to modify our Prop P to Prop M so that we are consistent with the other jurisdictions.
Okay, thank you, sir. So can I get a motion to approve that change from Prop P to Proposition M? Councilmember Klein, may I get a second? Second, Councilmember Clay. Any discussion? All those in favor? Oh, I'm sorry. Discussion from Councilmember Clay. Thank you.
Yes, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, I did have a question about this. In that we did hear from a representative from Starbuds, who owns a local, at this point, medical dispensary on Olive. He had a question. He's a business owner, but he had a question about the 3% sales tax. And my question to the administration is that amount commensurate with other municipalities who are going through a similar process?
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, Councilmember Clay, we believe that it is, that the majority of the communities within St. Louis County will be pursuing a 3% increase, or 3%, I'm sorry, tax on recreational marijuana. What is different about ours is that I've recommended the mayor and council use the proceeds from, if it is approved, from the revenues that we receive for public safety. And that would include education of especially children on the use of recreational marijuana, the various impacts. We believe still that for many, recreational marijuana is a gateway drug. And so that our children are as aware of, as possible on the impacts of that, that's why I'm recommending that the revenues that we receive be used for public safety.
There being no more discussion, all those in favor of the change, say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. And now we will have the second reading for Bill 9495.
Bill 9495, an ordinance imposing additional sales tax in the amount of 3% on all tangible personal property retail sales of adult use marijuana sold in the city of University City, Missouri, and providing for the submission of a proposition authorizing such tax to the qualified voters at the general municipal election on April 4th, 2023.
Third reading.
Bill 9495, an ordinance imposing an additional sales tax in the amount of 3% on all tangible personal property retail sales of adult use marijuana sold in the city of University City, Missouri, and providing for the submission of a proposition authorizing such tax to the qualified voters at the general municipal election on April 4th, 2023.
May I get a motion to approve Bill 94, the amended Bill 9495? Motion approved by Councilmember McMahon, a second. Second member by Councilmember Clay. Any other discussion? Ms. Reese, would you call a roll call?
Councilmember Cusick. Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Klein. Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson.
Aye. Eyes have it, and that has been approved. Okay. New business. We're moving to, I need a motion to approve Resolution 2023 2020-01, Flood Mitigation Assistant. May I get a motion to approve the resolution? Councilmember McMahon, second Councilmember Klein. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have nothing. We move now, it looks like. Are we moving to council reports and business? Is that correct? Looks like that is. Any council members to report? Councilmember Cusick. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson. Just for information purposes to my colleagues, the recommendations that we heard earlier from the Commission on Stormwater Issues members, I am going to take those up as a discussion item with Mr. Rose in the near future, and then at some point would like to come back to the council, depending on what how the discussion goes as to how we can proceed with following up on some of those recommendations. Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson. Wanted to follow up on the proceedings of the library board as it relates to their advocacy against a proposed rule from the Attorney General that would not to say bluntly lead to banning books in our state's libraries. So our library has been is joining the I want to say the Missouri Library Association. I could be saying that wrong, but I think you get the idea. A consortium of the state's libraries in advocating against this, as I understand it, the comments that were received were among the most significant ever received on any proposed attorney general ruling. So, and a vast majority of those were against the attorney general being involved in the affairs of local library boards. So we were glad that UCity was a part of that, led by Director Wall and the library board. Library board was instrumental in this, bringing this to my attention. Councilman Klein Klein was able to put together a resolution, I believe, in support. So there's a lot that happened, and it was really led by the library board and Director Wall. So I wanted to report that to the community.
Any other comments? Okay, no other reports. We will move to citizen comments and citizen participation. We have Aaron Ginsburg, and please state your name and address, please.
It's on. Honorable council members, city manager, and mayor. My name is Erin Ginsburg. I live at 430 West Point Court. And last week, UCity TNR volunteers trapped, neutered, vaccinated, and returned two cats from municipal sites at no cost to UCity taxpayers. Unfortunately, community cat food, water, and shelter continue to spark misunderstandings between our volunteers and code enforcement. UCity's TNR volunteers respectfully request that Section 210.130 of our municipal code be amended to add providing food, water, and shelter to the list of permitted acts. Thank you for your service to our community.
Thank you. And we move on to council comments. Any council comments? Nothing over here, nothing over there. Okay. I will make one comment, and I will just say Happy New Year to everyone here tonight. That's the first thing that I will say. And I'm looking forward to this year. I'm looking forward to what the development is going to be bringing and what else is going to be coming to the city. But the last thing that I do want to say is that I'm hoping this is that the flood washed away a lot of things, and it damaged a lot of things. And that includes what it did to our city services. And I'm talking about Centennial Commons, the pool, the community center, and Heeman Park itself. And I'm hoping that this council and staff will work this year to bring those services back and get us back to 100%. I'm a little tired of running over to Richmond Heights or Brentwood to go work out. So again, I'm hoping that this year we can bring back city services to 100%. So with that being said, can I get a motion? We have no executive meeting, so may I get a motion to adjourn this meeting? Motion by Councilmember McMahon, second. Councilmember Clay, any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. And opposed? No. The ayes have it. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.